Coming to America review. Action. What's going on, Alamo State Muay Talk fans? I'm Ryan, D.A. Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, Back Calorie Ange.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is our review. It's our proud presentation to review this movie with everyone out there, guys. This is our review. Angela, what movie are we reviewing today?
Coming to America.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
America, guys, literally coming to America. Let's get right to it. Hope y'all ready for this, because we are as excited to see Zamunda once again, guys. Hope y'all ready. Stay tuned. What's going on, Alamo City Muay Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, Back Calorie Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. To bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to, highly anticipated movie, really pop culture film that's really taking approach into the movie world that really was, it's very popular. It's a popular film, cult classic. I would say it's a very good cult classic. Coming to America, the last one that came out in the 80s. And here's the thing. It's like, dude, coming back to Zamunda was freaking amazing, lovable. It was gushing. It was just such a, felt like a huge family of just, get coming together and make a beautiful film. I loved certain parts, moments that were just discoverable. You got to see the whole cast. I mean, dude,
yeah,
this was great.
You got to basically relive certain moments, scenes, but like 30 years later.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. What'd you think of this movie, Angela? I mean, I know we saw the last one, I want to say like 6 months ago at least, the minimum, just to rewatch it again. And then now we review, now after seeing that, this is a sequel to it. So, I mean, just, what was your, did it mix your expectations, I guess, going into this movie before we go into ratings and all that?
When we first heard that there was going to be a second, a sequel to this.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure. And then we saw the trailer. We're like, okay, a long lost son of
Akeem.
How is that even possible? Like, how does it even work? So, right off the bat, I was a little iffy about, like you said, some of the logic.
Yeah.
But overall, I would say it didn't quite meet my expectations. But again, I had set very, very high expectations for this. But overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all, like you said, those nostalgic moments that we got to see a lot of our favorite cast members.
Yes.
Pretty much everyone came back.
Everyone.
Pretty much. A lot of the moments they had. There's still great chemistry. All the funny puns from the first movie were, you know, we heard them throughout this one. So overall, I really enjoyed it. But I, to answer your question, it did not.
Yeah. So coming into this film, coming into this film, I mean, you were just, I mean, it's, I'm very picky when it comes to comedies. I really am very picky. And I loved Coming to America is a film that I really gave a high rating. And that's a really, because I only give certain amount of high ratings for comedies, especially comedies like this, certain comedies like this, especially with whether it be cheesy or not. Because sometimes there's just that good cheesiness film. Guys, you guys know what I'm talking about. But I loved the moments in here, and I love how they acknowledged a lot of the past moments. We got to see a lot of photos from the past films, for the past film, and we got to see a lot of that cherished moments that we did love in the first one. We got to see that. That was awesome. That was great. But where do you go with the story? It's just like, again, it's just one of those situations to where, like, we knew, I mean, I already knew, I had high expectations, but I had low expectations too, because it's just like, they're just making a film. I feel like they were just making a film just to acknowledge, like, hey, it's been so long. Let's get together. Maybe there's a story to tell here. And they, you know, what's funny is that we even saw behind the scenes of this when they were making it. And it was a very raw footage of just Eddie Murphy and Arsenio just talking, like, hey, we, you know, we're at a party. We're just talking. Like, it was just a very casual talk, very raw footage. I love that, because great ideas come when you're either drunk or they don't come when you're drunk, of course not, or sometimes they do, you never know, or when you're just having a good time with family and friends. And that's the beauty of it, is that just you create this mentality of just going into this film, just be like, hey, whatever happens. I don't think they expected it. They even said it in the interview that they didn't expect it to be such a huge hit the way it was, and they just left it as one and done. They didn't want to make a sequel or nothing. Obviously, so many years later, we get a sequel to this. I mean, dude, that's great. That's awesome. I would say it's really amazing to see James Earl Jones again. It was really, gosh, man, It's fun fact, guys. He was actually he had a very hard stuttering problem, and to overcome it, they would have him do like little poems and little speeches here and there, like small little tidbits and all that. My mic keeps falling. Little tidbits here, and so it's a fun fact that when he did start to speak more, he had that deep voice, and just wow, it just astonished people, of course, and it just really it really took a toll onto where he is now, because he's just he's great actor. It's great to see him. I mean, you know, and it's a really huge blessing to see him on camera just like that, and just the way he was, because I mean, he was king, you know, and that's the beauty of it, of this film, is that you get to see all these characters. Sexual Chocolate, you get to see you know, all these different
all barbers,
yeah,
and also we got to see new faces.
Yes,
so we saw like Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes in this movie was like, what the hell? Like,
it's so funny.
He looks good for his age.
He does. They all look good for their age.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones, love her. I know you're very specific about like comedies and comedians and type of humor. It's very different from mine. I like that over the top obnoxious humor, like Leslie Jones, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But I really liked her character in this one. We also see Eddie Murphy or the King Akeem's family. So we got to see his wife. We got to see his three beautiful daughters.
Yeah, this family, that was awesome.
And this life he's created now, you know, that's 30 years later. So it's really cool to see all these little details.
A lot of cameos, ladies and gentlemen. A huge lot of cameos. Like, dude, a lot of cameos in this movie. And you're pretty, we're all going to know pretty much all of them. And it's just a huge... huge work of art here. And I feel like Eddie Murphy just wanted to get a little bit of everything in there. And I feel like he just wanted to make this film just for the fans, for the moviegoers. And it wasn't, it again, this movie's not going to be it's not going to be an Oscar worthy film, of course not. No. But it's just one of those films to where you can come together and have a good time and have a great laugh.
It looked like everyone had fun filming it.
Yes.
I feel like this is one of those films that everyone had such a good time making it, creating it, writing about it, acting it out.
Yeah.
I think I know at the very end they show like bloopers of that, you know, they're always funny to watch. Those are really fun. So I think this is a very special film in that it brings a lot back of those memories. All these people are friends, all the cast you know, have known each other for so long.
Yeah.
Just to see them back on screen together, that it just has some chemistry, some spark that just makes it entertaining to watch.
Yes, for sure. I just, you know, it was great to see Lisa again. It was great, you know, great to see everyone come back together again. And a lot, and it just shows again, I just love sequels when it comes down, when they show all that history that they've had since the first film. I love that about it. I love how smooth some comedy points were really good. Like, okay, I would say the first 30 minutes of this movie, guys, you're gonna be laughing your butts off. And then it does get a little too much, but again, it's a comedy though. It's good. It's gonna throw out their one, you know, those 1 cent jokes. It's gonna throw out there also their really good jokes, and that's the thing. It's just like, it's whether regardless, you're gonna be laughing, guys. I guarantee you're gonna be laughing at either at least if not half of this movie, at least a quarter of this movie, that you're gonna be laughing. And
that's really those comedy's all good. Moments are like so unexpected.
Yeah,
like I'd like the chemistry between all the barbers. They're still slapstick funny, you could call it.
And they do acknowledge a lot of current events. We will say that. Well, we're not going to mention it, but we will say that.
Hey, it's modern times.
A lot of good current events.
Modern time, Zamunda, modern time, Queens.
Yeah. Queens and Zamunda. It's awesome to go back to Zamunda, the kingdom. And it's awesome to see Wesley Snipes in there, because I felt like he you know, he portrayed it pretty good. I mean, it was just, but again, going back to the critique way, you know, I just, again, there was really, as far as I just, the writing in here wasn't strong as I wanted it to be, a strong story per se. It was kind of executed a little poorly, guys. I do apologize. I mean, it's just my point of view. It was executed a little poorly here, and I didn't even, even the climax of this movie, where like it's supposed to like change up the story and everything and be like, oh, like it just create this drama, if it didn't feel executed very well, not by the actors, it was just the writing itself. So I mean, it has nothing to do, again, this film did had about 6 to 7 writers on this movie, and you could kind of see it a little bit, because the screenplay was a little over the top. I feel like it was just too poorly written in a sense to where, like, you know, it just, I didn't like that part of the film. But again, though, it's one of those movies to where, like, it's not going to be an Oscar film, of course. It's just going to be one of those movies to where you could come together and have a good old time and, you know, just have a good old time with the family right now, you know, with everything going on. But yeah, so I mean, I did really enjoy this film, guys. And I know you said it did not meet your expectations, right?
It didn't. It was,
yeah. See, it did not meet mine as well, guys. It just went our point of view here. Maybe you really did love this movie. Put it in the comments down below, guys. Let us know why you did.
Maybe you hated it.
Yeah, let us know in the comments down below. But again, though, here's the beauty of sequels. This is what I always talk about on Alamo City Movie Talk on here, and I say in my personal life. Okay, if you do not, this is for anybody, if you do not like the sequel, then that's okay. You still have the original. Just forget the sequel even exists. I mean, let's be honest here. Just like, and remakes too. If you hate the remake, like so many movies, some of them are just terrible. If you, as a moviegoer, if you hate that remake, it's all right. You have the original. Buy the original. Do not buy the remake. That's all I'm saying.
Just don't watch the remake.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the beauty of it is that we all get the opportunity to just watch these movies, which is great, fascinating. And I was excited to see this movie. But again, I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it very so well. I really did. I was so happy and so excited just to see everyone together. That was my goal of watching this movie and exceeded it plus some more by bringing in new characters. I know we saw Tracy Morgan in here as well. Mm-hmm. I know everyone's going to hate on me. He's not.
Again, it's the type of humor, if you're into that. He's like over the top, almost borderline obnoxious. But I absolutely love that kind of humor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's funny. Leslie Jones was funny. Even Wesley Snipes, he had some little quips in there.
Yeah.
That were real funny. So, overall, I think, you know, you have the classic Eddie Murphy or Arsenio Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're, again, I think they're classic. Just like you said, everyone just coming together. It's really great to see everyone, see how they've been, how they've aged. You know, it's been 30 years, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's really great to see everyone and the roles they reprise and how they've kind of changed a little bit, how they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really enjoyable. So, For sure. I agree with you. It was,
yeah.
Overall, the cast was phenomenal.
Yeah. The outfits were great. The music, yes. Oh my God, the music was so on point. I loved every single song in this film, guys. The music was so well done. Such a great performance. And we got a little Morgan Freeman cameo. I mean, what the heck is going on here? This is just great. This is a great, you know, it starts off strong, I would say. It really does. And then it just goes all over the place. I'll say that. But I did enjoy this movie. Don't think I didn't enjoy it. And we'll go to ratings right now. But again, the music performances were great. The outfits, the costume changes were just, the costumes were just great. Great.
Banging in the yes. movie.
They were and banging in this movie. One. Yes.
They were great.
Yeah. The CGI was very terrible, I would say. You could tell it was a little.
It didn't bother me because it was only for like, I don't know, a couple scenes.
And yeah.
That didn't bother me.
Yeah, I just.
But I'll admit, you're right. It
they should have got a real animal. That's all I'm saying. No, but enough joking around, Angela. I really did enjoy this film, and we'll leave it like that. All right, guys. So let's get right to it. Let's go to ratings, Angela. Ratings 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. What are you gonna give it?
I never give half ratings because I don't like it, but I will give this. A 6.5.
Dang.
My opinion is a 6.5.
I'm gonna give it you know, it's funny because I was actually, it's weird, like, we, you know, great minds intertwine. I'm gonna give it a 6.5 and as well. You know, I really did enjoy this movie, but it's just, again, the story was, I felt like I wanted to see more strong performances out of the daughters. I wanted to see more.
Wanted to see more of the daughters. We
yes.
got to see their little strengths and stuff.
Yes.
And they each had like a little moment,
yeah.
But and they're real cute. But yeah. I wanted to see more of them.
Yes.
I know the focus of it is the son, the long lost son. But I wanted to see more of the daughters.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to see them. They're beautiful. They did great. But I felt like that was missing. Like, we get introduced mm-hmm. these three new beautiful characters, and we don't really know too much about them, mm-hmm. other than like what the eldest has been training for. Mm-hmm. They all have like they share the same interest in sparring as they did like their dad. You mm-hmm. know? So they, you know, it's cute. It's nice to see them. But again, that's one thing I really think they missed on.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I completely agree with you there. I really wanted to see, I want to see more of the daughters on screen. I wanted to see more dramatic performances out of them. And I just, again, the story wasn't strong enough. I'll say that. And again, this runtime for this first, for the first film was about an hour and 57 minutes. This one was an hour and 50 minutes. So it's about roughly, you know, 7 minutes shorter, than the previous one. I felt like that was a good runtime. If it would have gone any longer, it felt very, it didn't feel like an hour. It felt like an hour and a half. It didn't feel like an hour, almost 2 hour film. So that's good to know. So it wasn't to where you could really notice your clock watcher and all that stuff. Because when you're clock watching while you're watching a film, that's when it gets bad. But yeah, all right, guys. Well, there you have it. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this film, guys. Be sure to check this out on streaming devices on Amazon Prime. Ladies and gentlemen, be on Amazon Prime March the 6th, guys. Hope you are ready for this because this is a movie that's a sequel of the making. And it's funny, too, because it actually puts dabs on itself in a weird way. But yeah, but I love it. All right. Alrighty, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at that
count. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. You like a review, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Have a good one. Check y'all later.